Self-confidence owns us. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Self-confidence owns us. Isn't that a wonderful concept, that self-confidence owns us? When we are self-confident, we can do anything. When we are self-confident, we can accomplish any goal that we set for ourselves. When we're self-confident, we have the choice of being absolutely magnificent and absolutely wonderful. It's a great and a glorious experience for us to really know who and what we are. When we're self-confident, we can accomplish anything. We go out and someone says, "Hey, would you give me a hand here?" And we don't have the slightest idea of what they're doing or how they're doing it. And we say, "Sure, glad to. Tell me what you'd like me to do, and I'll do whatever you like." And so they explain to you the project they're working on and the part they want you to play. And you say, "Sure, glad to do it." And so you do as you understand. You eagerly move into whatever they ask you to do, and with this inner self-confidence of knowing that you will know at the right time and that you know now what it is that is to be done, you can do it. You can do it. A person who does not know how to drive and has an emergency come up where they must drive, they figure out what to do. They have a self-confidence. "I can do this. I must do this. It's important that I do this." And they have the ability to do it. They stop and think it through in a logical procession, and they come up with the answer. Now, it's true that very few people, if any, are ignorant of automobiles and how they operate, and how you put the key in, turn the key in, put in the gear, and put on the brake or the clutch or automatic, depending upon what you're dealing with. Everything seems to be automatic these days. And you have that inner self-confidence. You know you can do it. Then you carefully do whatever you think should be done. And you drive. Now, true, you may not drive with all of the assurance that you would have with a little experience and with a little knowledge of the rules of the road and so forth, but you can drive. And you can move the vehicle from one place to another. Self-confidence does not need to have all knowledge. It has all knowledge if you would allow it to be so, but we are not in the custom of training ourselves to be all knowledge. We're not in the habit of training ourselves to be aware that we do have within us all knowledge. But as we exercise the genius of self-confidence that we are, if we exercise the genius of this concept that we are all knowing and all knowledge and all awareness, we are. It's like an inner illumination. "Ah, oh, I see. Ah, yes, oh, I see." And so we try it out and we make a mistake perhaps. But by our mistake, we know that that wasn't quite the way to do it. And we try another way. And we try another way. And pretty soon, all by ourselves, we come to the conclusion of how it is to be done because we have the self-confidence to reach out and look into it and check it out. Everyone has within them self-confidence. It's just a matter that we haven't exercised that. We haven't told that inner self-confidence that we believe in it. We haven't put that inner self-confidence to work so that it will accomplish the goals that we want to accomplish. Now, we can accomplish anything. There's nothing on the face of this earth that we cannot understand because we are all knowledge, and we know that right now. We are all knowledge, and we are aware of that all knowledge. And it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. But it demands that each one of us know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it. Each one of us knows exactly who we are and where we're going and what is important for us. Each one of us understands that. And when we understand that, then all things work together for good and are fulfilled and realized by us, for us, through us, in us, as us. Self-confidence is not something that comes easily. It's something that comes a little begrudgingly because we have always told ourselves, "I don't know." We've always used the terms of negative and saying that we have not the training, the ability, the experience to do it. But all people could say that, and they don't. People reach out and try new projects, try new aspects, try new dreams, try new goals, and with trial and error, they come along and find they really can do it. And pretty soon, as they develop the self-confidence, it's not the skill of any object or of any individual thing, but it's the concept of self-confidence. When they develop the self-confidence of knowing, I know that I know that I know, the divine in me knows the answer, I can do this, I have the ability to do this, as you develop that self-confidence, that inner confident awareness that you can do it, even though you may have never seen it in your life, have the biggest idea of what it's supposed to be, you just say, I know that I know that I know, the divine in me knows exactly what to do. And so, you do it. This is how all things are revealed. It's not that we previously know anything, it's that we always knew everything, but we had not previously had the self-confidence that we knew it. We had not the awareness that we knew it. And as we feed ourselves this awareness, as we feed ourselves this self-confidence, we come forth to accomplish great and wonderful things. And the great and wonderful things are done for us. It's up to us to decide what it is that we really want to do. And once we decide what we really want to do, then we will accomplish the great and wonderful things that we are. Self-confidence owns us. Are you ready to put that into motion in your world? Well, you can. Just a matter of your choice, your decision of how you want to do it, and doing it. And I guess, truly, that's the big part, is just to do it. We do it in many things. Now let's do it in all things. And first, be aware that we do have the self-confidence to accomplish anything. I know that I know that I know. Oh, I see. Yes, it's always been within us. It's always something that we are aware of. Now it's just a matter of calling it forth and exercising it in our world. Think about it. It's true. Try it out. It's you. And know, I love you. I love you. I love you.